Number one, I mean, my name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Michael G. Wilson, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, middle initial G, last name W-I-L-S-O-N. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. The CKD has remained stable and is likely related to multiple factors, such as nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, smoking history, and the aging process, semicolon, cardiovascular, cardiorenal syndrome, secondary to atrial fibrillation, sick sinus syndrome. And coronary artery disease, semicolon, liver cirrhosis, semicolon, history of GI bleeding with possible, with GI bleeding from diverticulitis, with the most recent episode of GI bleed. History of GI bleed from diverticulitis, period. The most recent kidney function reveals a BUN of 20 from 29, creatinine of 2.51 from 2.41, and a GFR of 26 from 28. The patient's CKD tends to fluctuate between stage 3B and stage 4, and as mentioned, is due to multifactorial conditions, period. There is evidence of, there is no evidence of selective proteinuria with urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 12 milligrams from 40 milligrams. However, there is evidence of selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 360 milligrams from 702 milligrams, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms. He does use, he does have He does have a right ureteral ileostomy due to a history of bladder cancer, status post radical cystectomy, and on December 2021, period. However, he denies any symptoms or other complaints, period. Next line, right single kidney, status post left nephrectomy due to left high grade urothelial carcinoma. He underwent induction of BCG starting in September 2018 and finished it in November of 2018. He also started mitomycin, M-I-T-O-M-Y-C-I-N, in February 2019 and completed it in May of 2019. Next line, abdominal aortic aneurysm with the latest MRI of 5 5/22 is showing a 3.3 by 3.3 centimeter dilation. This is managed by his primary care provider. He established both stent placement in 2006. Next line, liver cirrhosis, as seen on the MRI dated 5/5/22, which showed mild diffuse hepatomegaly without diffuse or focal hepatic lesions. Next line, lung nodules that is post lobectomy. Next line, coronary artery disease, which is managed by his cardiologist. Next line, diverticulitis without any bleeding, but he does have a history of GI bleed. Next line, peripheral vascular disease and peripheral artery disease, status post stents. Next line, bladder cancer, status post cystectomy, CYSTECTOMY, with right ureteral ileostomy. He is followed by Dr. Chiawei, Chee-AWAI, urologist. Next line, nicotine dependence. A patient would benefit greatly from cessation of smoking due to his associated comorbidities. Next line, gastric ulcers, which is managed by PPIs. He is seen by Dr. G. Patel, gastroenterologist. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is stable. Continue with the current regimen of rosuvastatin and omega-3, and a diet low in simple carbohydrates, period. Next line, atrial fibrillation. He is currently on, he is currently on Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day, and flecainide, 50 milligrams twice a day. This is managed by his cardiologist. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure reading of 118/74. He is euvolemic and has stable weight of 178 and BMI of 22. Continue with the current regimen. History of anemia, which is under control. The patient follows Dr. Shah, SHAH, at the Cancer Center. His most recent HNH is 12.6 and 37%. Next line, per the patient, he is pending a Watchman procedure for his atrial fibrillation, so he could discontinue the Eliquis. Period. He has an upcoming appointment with his cardiologist, Dr. Joseph, next month, and